Good evening. Shalom Aleichem. This is Asher Steinhardt speaking. In this week's parsha, towards the end of the parsha, the Torah writes the Isurim of Arayis. Right before the parsha of Arayis, there's a little introduction, and the Torah speaks generally over there about mitzvahs. The pasuk says like this: Perek Yudches, pasuk Hey, Ushmartem es chukaisai ve'et mishpatai. You should keep my chukim and my mishpatim. Asher yasa oisim ha'adam, that a person will do them v'chai b'am, he will live with them. Ani Hashem. Rashi says from Chazal, v'chai b'am does not refer to life in this world, elam hazeh. Rather, v'chai b'hem lo'elam haba. The Torah is saying that through mitzvah, we're zeichet chayim ne'elam haba. And the proof that it's speaking about elam haba and not elam hazeh, Rashi says, im temer v'elam hazeh, if you would want to teach that v'chai b'hem refers to chayim and elam hazeh, v'alei seifai, who makes, in the end, a person doesn't live, and the Torah says, v'chai b'hem, without a limit. Obviously, it's not referring to chaya elam hazeh, rather, the Torah is referring to chaya elam haba. Prayer of mitzvah, of being shemer chukim and mishpatim, is life in elam haba. The pasuk concludes, ani Hashem. Rashi explains, Ne'amon l'shala imcha, Hashem is trusted to pay reward, pay us our reward. Shutai, the simple continuation of the pasuk, V'chai b'hem ani Hashem, is understood as follows. We're speaking about someone who does mitzvah in Elam Hazeh, sorry, and he's going to get schar. However, it may take a very long time. On that, the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem, I am trusted, and although it's not here now, it will come. You have my word, and I'm trusted. Hashem is Naaman. Hashem is Naaman l'shalom schar. The shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei is one of the shames of Hashem of being." Of fulfilling promises. The promise of V'chai b'hem at a much later time will actually be fulfilled. The Chavetz Chaim over here points out what Chazal say, that Schar Mitzvah Behai Alma. Schar mitzvahs in this world lekka. There is no schar mitzvahs in this world. Which would seemingly be the reason why the Torah that promises schar mitzvahs is chayim is only in the next world, because there is no schar in this world. However, he brings a Gemara in Erevin that is referring to very clear psukim in the end of Parsha Va'eschanan, right at the end, the Torah says, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Tes, and Pasuk Yud. Yadato, Yashem Alekecho, Hu Halukim, Okel Hanem, because his Baruch Hu is trusted, Temer Abris V'Achesed, L'Oy Havov, U'L'Shemre Mitzvaytov, L'El Avdar. Because his Baruch Hu pays back Tzchar, those that are Oy Havei Hashem. In Shemir Mitzvah, Yunamo. That's for Ayavim and Shemir Mitzvah that do mitzvah. The next pasuk says, "Umeshalim Hashem pays." Now, he's not speaking about punishment; he's speaking about reward. Because Baruch Hu pays L'Sainov, people that are called Sainai Hashem, Loyalim, those who are called Sainim of Hashem. Hashem pays good reward for mitzvahs of Simon El Panav, which Rashi explains means during the person's life. Hashem pays him his reward for his mitzvahs during his life. B'chayov meshalam lo'i gemu lo'i hatay. During his life, Hashem pays him his good reward. So, meshalem l'sainov El Panav la'avida. And pays back good reward for those who are called Sainei Hashem during their life, Leha Avida. Rashi says, Leha Avidai, Hidei Leha Avidai Min Ha'ilam Alam. In order that you should be at loss in Ha'ilam Alam. I don't know if it's so much in order, but so that, it's such that, Hashem pays them back in this world in a way that in the next world they are taka avud. They are actually avud. They don't have tzar of mitzvahs in the coming world. So, Chabad Chaim is bothered by seemingly two problems. First of all, we said, Rashi brings from Chazal, Chazal says, Tzchar mitzvah b'hai al-malaka. And that's the reason why V'chai b'hem Rashi learns L'ilam Abba. So how do we understand then that someone who's called a Sainei Hashem, a Rasha, actually gets Tzchar mitzvah? The second question is, even if you'll explain how it is possible, Tzchar mitzvah for a Rasha in this world, but what actually is the reason? What's the logic that a Rasha who did a mitzvah, and a Talik that did a mitzvah, the Talik will get reward in Elam Abba, and the Rasha will get reward only in Elam Abba? So the Chavetz Chaim refers to the passing in our parasha. Mushmartem es chukaitai ves mishvatai asher yasa oisem ha'odam v'chai v'hem Ani Hashem. The passing says in the end, Ani Hashem. So the Chavetz Chaim teaches. The word Ani Hashem, which Rashi says is an expression of you can trust me, I am trusted. Ani Hashem, the Chavetz Chaim explains, similar to like Hashem signing under. Hashem signs. Hashem signs under the decree for the reward. Hashem signs under. Chabad Chaim explains it in Mashal. He says, if a person, wherever he is in the country, far-fetched village or very far from the capital, far from the government, far from the king, does things that are worthy of reward on such a level that he receives a signed document by the king. You deserve reward, signed by His Majesty. You could just imagine, points out the Chafetz Chaim, that promissory note, because of its tremendous value, cannot be redeemed anywhere in the country, other than by the king himself. That's how great it is. King Sinan. If you tried, there wouldn't be a way in the distant parts of the country, anywhere away from the king, the possibility to redeem it. However, if a person got a simple promissory note, he did something worthy of reward, that possibly could be redeemed anywhere. So the Chafetz Chaim explains the continuation of the pasuk, V'chai bahem in Olam Haba. Only in Olam Haba, and it can't be redeemed. V'chai cannot be given in this world because of the Hashem. Because when a person does a mitzvah, Hashem signs under it. He brings the famous Chazal, brought in a few places. One of the known places is when Aaron HaKohen went to greet Moshe Rabbeinu on his way from Midian back to Mitzrayim, Pasuk says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Baracha, Aaron HaKohen will see you, V'samach Balibay, rejoice, seeing you. And the Pasuk says that Midat Taiva, Simchat HaLev, of Aaron, towards Moshe and Moshe's upcoming tremendous shlichus by Hashem, taking out of Mitzrayim, that midah of Simchat HaLev that Aaron had for Moshe, was something that Terah recorded. If Aaron would have known, Ilu Yada Aaron, the Terah writes, Baruch HaVasamach HaLevi, then he would have went out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu with great fanfare, with great super u'machel. That's the more famous part of the Chazal. Chazal says similarly, by Ilu Yada Ruvain, Terah writes that by Yishma Ruvain Vayatzilem Yadam, he says Yosef, he would have carried him, would have carried Yosef on his shoulders. Back to Yaakov, Chazal says similarly, when Bayaz gave Rus some food in the Garen, the night that Ruth came to speak with him, Ilu Yada Bayez, he would have given her wonderful food. Those are the more famous parts of that Chazal. The end of the Chazal says, originally, the Navi, the Torah, the Navi wrote mitzvahs that people did. Today, who writes it? So, the Chazal say, Chazal say, a lashon, it's a Yalkut and Ruth brings it. The Sha'avar Adam Eisa Mitzvah, originally when a person did a Mitzvah, Navi Kaisa, the Navi would record it. The Akshav Adam Eisa Mitzvah, now we have no more Navim, now a person does a Mitzvah, Mi Kaisa, who records it? Chazal say, Eliyo, Umelech HaMashiach. They write it. Then Chazal concludes a fascinating line, and this is what the Chafetz Chaim is focusing on. Chazal conclude, after Eliyo and Melech HaMashiach write it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaisim Al Yadayim. Some signs beneath their recording. Like the Chafetz Chaim, we see over here that the Schar of a mitzvah is undersigned by Hashem. And yes, Hashem. And that's the key of the Chafetz Chaim to understanding why in this world there's no schar. If so, explains the Chafetz Chaim, when someone who's Mishalem Pasuk at the end of Eschanan, who Mishalem the sign of Oponav during his life, Lavidai, we have to understand that when a Rosh does a mitzvah, it doesn't have that great value to the degree that the king understands on the reward. That could be redeemed anywhere in the kingdom. It doesn't have to be in the coming world. It doesn't have to be next to the king. It could be done even in Elam Hazeh. That's how the Chafetz Chaim explained how there could be schar in this world. And why Russia gets this chai in this world? Because of the quality of the mitzvah is incomparable to the quality of the mitzvah of the tzaddik. So it could be redeemed in this world, and that's its value, this world. This setup, that the schar of a mitzvah, when it's done by a tzaddik, it's rewarded in Olam Haba, and by a rosh, it's rewarded in Olam Haza, is also brought in Rashi in Parshas Hazinu. Towards the beginning, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alai, Kichol Derech HaMishnah, these words, Kael Amuna Ve'ein Avel. Rashi says, Kael Amuna, because Baruch was Ne'eman, Kael Amuna, L'shalem L'tzadikim Tzedkasam L'olam Haba. Va'af Alpi Shema'achar Et Tagmum, even though Hashem delayed, so to speak, their reward, Fe'fei La'amin Et Baruch. In the end, Hashem will fulfill His word. That's Kelamuna. Ve'ein Avel, Af L'Rishayim, Mishalem Tzchar Tzit Kassam, Mishalem also gets Tzchar, Ve'elam HaZeh. However, it's Ve'elam HaZeh. Hashem doesn't hold anything back from them. They're not getting an Ve'elam HaZeh, but they are at least getting an Ve'elam HaZeh. The Maral over there, Rashi, adds an additional dimension. He adds, I don't see, he brings from Chazal, either he did from Chazal or he says it on his own, that the same Hanhaga that Hashem has in regard to reward for mitzvahs, that is done differently for a tzaddik than a rosh. A tzaddik is Elam Haba, and a rosh is Elam Hazeh. Very similar, he goes with Le'aleinu Einish of Averis. Averis have Einish. However, they're done differently for a tzaddik than a rosh. Tzaddik's Averis will be punished in this world. A rosh's Averis will not be punished, in Elam Haba. And then he goes on to explain the same point that the Chafetz Chaim came to explain. The Maral explains why is it that a tzaddik gets his schar in Olam Haba and his einish in Olam Hazeh. It's obviously much better. And a rosh is just the opposite. He gets his schar in Olam Hazeh and his einish in Olam Hazeh. And he does it a little more than the Chafetz Chaim. He says, even if a Rasha will do a mitzvah gemura, same level as a tzaddik, still, his schar for mitzvah will be in this world, while a tzaddik will be in Olam Haba. And he explains it with the following set up. We have to take the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Gemara, the Talmud of the Rosh Hashanah, we have to take it in context. Explains the Maral. A tzaddik he's not just he did a Ma'aseh Tzidkus, he is a tzaddik. The person is a tzaddik. Most of his Ma'aseh, most of his deeds are Tzidkus. It's his ikar. The mitzvah that he does is his ikar. On the other hand, when a rasha, even when he does a mitzvah gemura, because ikrei, main activities are not tzitzkis, when he does a ma'aseh tzitzkis, the context of his ma'aseh mitzvah relative to everything that he does falls under the category of is not primary activity. Not primary. It's not ikka. It's ena ikka. It's a mute. Ena ikka. And just the opposite goes with avera. Even if a tzaddik does do an avera, but it's in context to everything that he does, it's ena ikka. When a rasha does an avera, that's ikka. So, based on the context of their ma'aseh, let's talk about their ma'aseh mitzvah. Tzaddik's ma'aseh mitzvah goes with his ikar. A rasha's ma'aseh mitzvah goes with his eina ikar. As explains the Maral, it's so pashit. This world, relative to next world, the olam hazeh is eina ikar. Olam haba is the ikar. Because I'll call this world a prisoner, always, and then the chakram. That's our destination. That's the main place. That's the ikar. So, if so, explains the morale, that the logic holds very strong. That when a person does a ma'aseh, which aligns with his ikar, how he does a mitzvah, which is his ikar, so he'll get the schar in the place that's ikar. And the morale. When a rasha does a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah gemura, but because in context to what he does, it's eina ikar, so the value of his ma'aseh mitzvah, even if it's gemura, relative to everything that he does, is an eina ikar. So it's only appropriate for the reward for that ma'aseh, which is eina ikar, to be done in a place that's eina ikar. He says the same thing goes with Chazal Shalom Aver. Tzaddik doesn't have heirs, ain't an ikar, so his payment for his heirs is in a makam that's ain't an ikar world. A rasher, whose heirs are aligned with his ikar, his payment for his heirs are the makam of ikar in the next world. So, the Chazal Chaim was just saying that Hashem signs under the reward for a mitzvah. And that has tremendous value. And he explains why does a tzaddik get that and a rasha not? It's because a tzaddik's ma'aseh is greater and a rasha's ma'aseh mitzvah is not as great. The Maral puts it in perspective. And it's based on the context of a person's general ma'aseh. Based on what we do in general, we strive to do what's right. And we strive to be careful not to do what's wrong. So when we succeed in doing what we're supposed to do, that aligns with our ikar. By us, it actually is our main focus. That's what we're trying to do. So then we're zeicha to the chai b'hem l'olam haba. Unlike a rasha, that's not his main goal. When he'll do a mitzvah, even if it's gemura, Maral says, being that it's inconsistent with his main activity, so the value of his mitzvah, even though it was gemura, is of a value of eina ikar, not main. So, what's appropriate for his schar is is schar in a place that's not ikar. Rabbi Chaim actually adds when he brings down the Chazal, let's say schar mitzvah, mahay amaleka, because the Mishnah says an obvious. Yafa tra'achas, kreisru of Eilam Haba, more than anything in Eilam Hazeh. But it comes out that that's incomparable. Everything that could be, every schar, every pleasure that could be in this world doesn't come close to one moment in Eilam Haba. So, proper Hana is only in Eilam Haba. Them should help us strive to be amongst the tzaddikim, and our mitzvahs should be ikar, like the Maharal called it, which is zeichet of a chai b'hem and the Hashem. Everyone, Shabbos, be well, Kol Tov.